How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up their social life. In this episode, I bring back Sifu Rafael Gomez, and this is part 2 of 3 of an interview I did with him. And in this episode, we talk about leadership and fitness. If you're interested in finding out his original story, go back one episode. Stay tuned.
Well, Sifu Rafael, we wanted to talk about kind of like leadership and fitness, how that all blends together. I know in the martial arts world, that's like a big thing of, you know, learning respect and leadership and building up someone, you know, not just as a fighter, but love to hear your thoughts on.
So I teach leadership to, I have a team called SWAT. So SWAT is not what you think the police officers are. This is different for us. We label it SWAT because it means Special Winning Attitude Team. So I am training them to become leaders, to become instructors. So every Saturday, I spend half hour with them and I teach them public speaking. I teach them, besides the communication part, body language. I teach them distance, how to distance yourself when you're talking to someone. I teach them their mannerisms, the way they speak, the way they instruct. And then even the mechanics that go behind it. So when we think about leadership, we need to be able to have someone follow. So one of the things I'm always teaching them is for you to be a great leader, you have to be a great follower, but also be careful of who you follow. Because right now with social media, there's so many people out there that young people are following, and they should not.
Yeah, it's usually other young people.
Yeah. But, you know, even people who look like they're very well-versed, you know, you'll see all these things with somebody, you know, they take a picture of in front of a Lamborghini or Rolls Royce or this beautiful house. Meanwhile, they're just visitors. They really don't own it or never even drove one. They never lived it. Maybe somebody invited them to their house for a party and they're like, hey, come over here, take my picture really quick. And then they post about it. Hey, check out my place. Meanwhile, you need to follow somebody. If it is on social media, somebody who resonates with you, who is as real as they come.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I have certain people in podcasting, certain people in YouTube, and certain people in life, local people. And and I was talking about my uncle as well for my business side of everything. So it's totally true of finding these different people. It's okay to let others in as well as you experience life and find other things that you resonate with. But I think that's just so awesome to have those people and not, you know, not let Google or AI or Instagram influence everything you do in life. You got to have a mix of everything and, you know, just keep experiencing the world and just keep becoming a better person.
Right. Without a doubt. So following someone, one of my shows is called Coaching Call. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to be on it and I'm looking forward to that. But here's the thing. The reason I started that was because I'm going to say it. And some people may go, well, he's crazy for saying that. But 2020 brought out coaches. I'm going to call them roaches as coaches. Because they came out of the woodwork. People who, listen, I understand people decided, hey, the biggest word in 2020 was pivot. I need to pivot. I need to make money. I need to figure things out. People came out who had never been a coach, ever. They never impacted their knowledge on one person. But they say, hey, man, what else am I going to do? So they started doing that. I was getting probably 1,000 emails a day, buy my program, do this, do that. It's only $9.97 and this and that and the other. And I said, there's a lot of these people. How many of them have done it for more than 30 days? So how many have done it for 30 years? How many have done it for 10 years? So to me, those are coaches. I've had coaches my whole life. Mm-hmm. Some of the coaches were not the coaches I asked for. They were coaches who hurt. So if somebody hurt, I consider them a coach because they taught me either how to be or how not to be, how to be a better person and how not to be the way they were. So I consider everyone who I come across as a coach, can you teach me something? Show me anything. I'm willing. I am a sponge. But every day, the first thing I do in the morning, I wring myself out. So I'm fresh, a new sponge every day. I am a new sponge in order to learn, to really absorb what's coming in. And one of the things that I do behind me, you'll see I have a couple of books there. I do journaling a lot. So a lot of the journals, I do a planner because I get so much information. You can get information overload. But and you can retain it all. But while I rather do a brain dump into my books so I can get a new information tomorrow. And then later on, I've probably written about 90 books. None have been published. And I don't ever care if they're published. Some people are like, you have to publish the book. And when I tell them I wrote this, they're like, oh my God, I can't wait to read the book. I said, it's not out there. They're like, what? You're crazy. I'm like, yeah, well, when the time is right, I'm thinking maybe at the end of this year, beginning of next year, I may have 4 books that I'm willing to let go of. But
well, that's not, the other part too. You want to gift the world your knowledge and your experience. You've been around for a long time and training. And I think that would be something nice that I keep thinking about doing the same thing, but I need to put a little bit more years under my belt that day. But I'm huge into journaling as well. I've got a journal for, you know, my business. I got a journal for my to-do list. And I have a journal for like just my body, like injuries. How do I feel? How happy I am? You know, all that kind of stuff. Just as it's a good practice to write it down. And then there's something I like where you can cross it or, you know, like you said, you know, why try to remember something that happened 2 years ago? You can write it down.
Yeah. Your memory banks. It's, you know, you do retain everything. We have the most complex computer in the world, and they're still trying to recreate it. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in your time or my lifetime it's going to happen because it's so complex. But we do have, if you will, a filing system. We have a library. We can get into a Rolodex and pull it up. You know, which one am I going to get? But sometimes the file gets buried so deep that you can't, like, I can't recall that happened. And then something triggers it. So we talk about triggers. You know, a smell, a taste, a word can trigger a memory. But sometimes you don't want that. Sometimes you want to go and look at your own Rolodex that you've created and go, oh, like, for example, I have 5 little books there. I have one on strategy. I have one on planning. I have one on mindset. I have ones for every little idea. I have one on a mastermind. I have different things that I put my ideas, my concepts. When I go to church every Sunday, I bring not only my Bible, but I bring a book. And the book is to write what I listen to. And sometimes people are like, oh, you're writing religious things. No, I'm writing life. I'm writing because I grew up Roman Catholic. I used to have dinner with priests every night because my brother-in-law was a deacon and he taught at the seminary. And my sister's a professor and she taught at the seminary. So I lived with them. And every day I would go and eat with the priest. Then I would play darts with them or pool or whatever. And sometimes I would go to the rectory and I would have dinner with the priest. So I grew up with the church. I got fed up with the way their policies or their rules were. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to put anybody down, but it didn't work for me. And so once I moved out of my sister's house, I was like, you know what? This doesn't make sense to me. I only went because I was with them. I was respecting them. And I didn't like to stand up, sit down, kneel down, and then give me all your money. Kind of the 10% of your money, it doesn't matter. But then I picked up the Bible and I started reading it and I read it from front to back. It made zero sense. I got mad and I threw it away. And then I'm still looking for something. So I picked up the Bible again. I tried reading it, got mad, threw it away. And then in the 2021, I said, I'm going to pick up a Bible again, but this time I'm not going to read it. I'm going to look because I'm already doing podcasts. I'm going to look for a podcast And I found 365 days of Bibles in 365 days. I said, that's it. So I started listening to this one, and it was by a priest, and he explained the Bible. I was like, now it makes sense. So now I found a church that's Bible study, right? So you bring your Bible, they say, open up to this. They read it and explain it. I'm like, thank you. I found the right place.
There we go.
And but for me, I've always believed in God. There's got to be a lot of people say, oh, Big Bang Theory. Okay, cool. If you believe that, but the Big Bang Theory, did it make fish? Did it make turtles? Did it make humans? Did it make trees? The complexity of an oak for a seed to become 200 feet high. Did it, how about corn? You know, how about all these different questions? Sky, everything, the earth, the equator, every climate change, all these. So that's the Big Bang? I don't know. I think there's something more.
And not to mention just everything you just mentioned, it's just a speck in the universe. Mm-hmm. Like to even fathom, like trying to figure out what else is out there is just, it's mind-numbing.
It is. It is, but totally mind-numbing.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, cool. We'll see. Cool, Raphael. Just like to thank you for coming on my show. And also, if any of my audience kind of resonates with you, I'm not sure how much of all the stuff we're talking about that you can actually do online. But, obviously, if they're local, come check you out. But what's the best place to get a hold of you? Website, social media?
Sure. If you look up Sefer Raphael on Facebook, it's Sefer Raphael G, and also on LinkedIn. But I'd love to send everybody to my event, to Heroes Rising Apex. So Heroes Rising Apex, APEX.com. They can check it out. We're having an amazing event. Come train with me. Come train with me and be inspired by people all over the world. And I'm hoping that you, my friend, will join us as well.
Awesome. And what was the date on that one?
That's July 14th through the 16th, Long Island, New York.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll put all those social media handles, your event and websites all in my show notes. So I can just click on it. And I might have to publish this episode a little faster to give you more time to get people to prep for that month. So, once again, thank you so much for coming on my show. And just, it's just awesome getting other people in the health and wellness and martial arts and just all the experience you bring to the table. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. It's really a pleasure and an honor, and I'm so happy we're connected.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, everyone. And I just wanted to say that if anything from this episode resonated with you and it makes you think of somebody, please share and help someone out. I do a lot of variety of topics, and not everything I say works for everyone, but there is going to be that one episode that makes you think of somebody that could help. So I really appreciate it. And just off of looking back the last 3 years of all the episodes I've done, I think three really stand out that I think could help a lot of people. And that's episode 71 with Dr. Amy, where we go into diaphragmatic breathing and how that can really help with your pain levels, and did for me. Episode 195, I had Tim Kelly on, and we really dove deep into microminerals and how important that is and how horrible the American diet is. And the third being episode 292, a more recent one, where I talk about the three tips I would do to help out your lower back. And one of those is just a simple YouTube video that my chiropractor gave me that just took me to the next step of lowering my pain, giving me more range of motion. And I just want to put that out there to check those out if you're having any of these issues. And like I said, thanks for listening.